Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. You heard it there. Time for our Bet 365 triple option. Guys, I'm going to get into a little baseball talk.
Uh-oh.
Kind of LSU, but dealing with Paul Skeens, who's been lighting up the minor leagues. Last night, he had 3.1 third innings pitched, one hit allowed, two walks, eight strikeouts, and 34 of his 65 pitches hit 100-plus miles per hour. Now in four games so far, he's got a 0.00 ERA. I guess that's pretty good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good?
A 0.71 whip, a 1.16 batting average against, and 27 strikeouts. Wonder when the Pirates plan on calling him up to the big leagues.
Yeah, at what point is it like, why are you wasting his time?
I love when I was talking about, you know, what topics we're going to bringing up with this, and Charlie basically was like, yeah, he's facing little leaguers up there, basically.
Yeah, like, well, it was funny. It reminds me of when I saw Joey Gallo when I covered the Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
Nice.
Joey Gallo was there. It's single A, and it was like a man playing against boys. It was one game he went like 5 for 5 with 4 home runs. One of them was a grand slam. I think he had a 6th at bat, and they just walked him. It was like a Barry Bonds-type performance. And he wasn't just hitting home runs. He was, like, hitting him into the street. Like, there was a highway behind it. And he was like, yeah, that's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah, bring the guy up. He's ready for the majors.
Yeah, like, it's time. Like, let's just do it.
Charlie, what you got for us today?
A couple of really fun matchups across the college baseball landscape, guys, this weekend. Number 1, Texas A&M at number 18, Alabama, for an SEC showdown. Alabama, don't forget, just took that series against Arkansas this past weekend. They're doing a doubleheader right now, and Texas A&M's only a couple innings away from sweeping that doubleheader at Alabama. So you know why they're the number 1 team in the country. Later on, number 4, Tennessee at number 3, Kentucky, is kind of the premier matchup of the weekend. 7, Duke at 23, Virginia Tech, also a really fun matchup out of the ACC. And then what I'm keeping an eye on, the 4th top 25 matchup via D1Baseball.com, 14, Louisiana at 19, Coastal Carolina, guys. A showdown.
Wonder why you like that one.
Showdown in the Sun Belt. It is two of the best teams out of the Sun Belt, which is the 4th best RPI league in college baseball. Right now, the Cajuns are trailing early on. Andrew Herman, who's been so good for them on Fridays, apparently is struggling to find the strike zone. A couple errors behind him in the first inning, and Coastal kind of jumped on Louisiana. It's funny because Louisiana is a great pitching club this year, and Coastal's ballpark is not pitcher-friendly. So it's not the greatest matchup for them, but this is a huge kind of opportunity for them to make a staple early season. Now, once again, they're trailing early on in this game 1. We'll see if they can come back and win it. But as long as you can take 2 of 3 on the road at Coastal, that's a really nice statement for the Cajuns.
Yeah, and Gary Gilmore, I don't know if anyone knows that name. He's been Coastal Carolina's coach for like 2 decades plus. He was the coach when they came in here,
right,
and beat LSU. He's retiring after this season. I believe he has he's been dealing with cancer for a while.
Okay.
But that's Gary Gilmore. Shout out.
So we had baseball, and now we're hitting you, Jeff. What you got for us?
Well, it's kind of a twofer because it's basketball and betting.
Ooh, okay.
How much you know about Jontay Porter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lifetime ban. He's getting the Pete Rose treatment from the NBA. We've talked about guys getting in trouble for gambling and betting. We've seen some suspensions. Calvin Ridley was suspended a whole season, right? You've seen some other, you know, a lot of them are just mistakes. Like, they don't, like, a lot of players maybe
placing bets at the facility,
yeah,
kind of thing.
They don't know some of the finer points of, right, the rules, and they run afoul of them, and you're like, well, you're going to get in trouble, but it wasn't anything nefarious. This one is a different case, and there's a lot of stories about some of the things that he did. He made bets on Raptors games that he did not play in, and a couple he bet them to lose, apparently. which is funny because I think Adrian Wojnarowski was like, oh, yeah, the death knell was when he bet on the Raptors to lose. And I was like, no. He was going to get banned. That just means he was giving people decent betting advice because the Raptors were going to lose because the Raptors were terrible. But the real big issue was the prop fixing. And this is going to be something that the NBA has to reckon with because it's way, way easy when you really think about it. There was a guy who put an $80,000 bet on his under for a game on March 20th. This was a game that he said he was sick, and he left. And the agencies that kind of look for this stuff were like, well, that's not—
red flag.
Yeah, red flag, and they did an investigation. And that's what this all came out of. And that guy didn't get paid out, but that bet was going to pay out $1.1 million. So, and all he had to do was say, hey, buddy, I'm going to be sick, so bet my under.
Yeah.
You will not lose because I'm not putting a ball in the basket all night. And, you know, but they did figure it out. So if you're going to say anything, it's the NBA does have a mechanism in place, and they're not afraid to use it. They're making an example out of him, and he deserves it. But this is going to be something, you know, this is not something that's going to go away.
No, definitely
not. This is only going to get worse and worse as players find out the borders of that box they're in terms of how they can manage it. And a guy like Jontay Porter, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, now he's paying the price for it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.